Just an ordinary, bright, sunny day. The birds chirp merrily.
The power lines hum.
The steady thwackata, thwackata, thwackata of a jump rope can be heard. It's easy to believe you're safe. You're not.
There is a monster in our midst,
and we know it.
We can smell it.
The faint, subtle scent of something slightly askew.
Trickles of blood on the driveway.
A tricycle. Wheels spinning, overturned on the lawn.
Calm is not an option.
This beast came to kill.
We fed it our fear.
We taught it our will.
But it's proven harder to keep chained than it was to build.
It has electronic ears, listening through walls and floors. Laser lenses that watch us in buildings and stores. Infrared retinas that see through our doors.
Photographic eyes, a million and more, that dangle from street corners, peer out from a million sockets, can check the ID in the wallet in your pockets. In every home or any block, it's easy to tell if you're guilty or not, and if you're not, you shouldn't mind,
because it doesn't waste the time there, unless it looks into your mind and spies a crime there. It knows things that
you swear you never told a soul,
but we swear we're still in control.
Don't worry,
we tell ourselves,
the chains will hold. But the steel chains put in place to make sure we stay safe have been rusted into red tape that's too easy to break.
Weakened with fear-based legislation that cheapens the Constitution with alterations that are helping the monster achieve liberation.
As long as it is not free, we are.
If it gets free,
we aren't. And what happens then? You better get used to wars without end.
Be real careful before you tell your friend what you truly think of the president.
It should be evident by now. It doesn't matter if it's a private line.
Privacy has been redefined. You'll find
friends don't act like they used to.
Want your best friend to screw you? You tell me what you do.
When worried about who you can choose to be true to.
When governments can abuse you. If you refuse to tell them the truth, you tell whatever truth suits you. There is a monster among us.
I don't know how long we can keep it chained. Once it's gained access to all our information.
Once it has eyes on a whole nation.
Once it knows when we move and with who.
Once it knows everything we do. It'll have too much power to fight against. And its greatest defense,
its mind control, makes us think this makes sense.
It doesn't.
And we know it.
We can smell it. The growing, sordid scent of something terribly askew.
Just an ordinary, bright, sunny day.
Trickles of blood on the driveway.
The birds chirp merrily.
A figure on the ceiling.
The power lines hum.
The inexplicable awareness that we are being watched.
It's easy to believe we're safe.
We're not.